Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Flaxington's here, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a hypnotherapist. I know she's tried to hypnotize me on the radio. It just hasn't worked yet. She's a personal and career coach. She's a business development expert, a best-selling author of Make Your Shift, among other books. She is also a blogger for Psychology Today. Her new book, which we're going to talk about today, is called Self-Talk for a Calmer You. It's, maybe it'll work, maybe it'll take on me. Bev Flaxington, welcome back to the show.
I am so happy to be here, Jim. Always a pleasure to join you.
Good to have you back, Bev. Thanks for being here. Okay, self-talk. I have words with myself all the time, and I think I always have. I remember being a little kid and role-playing in my own mind and maybe even speaking out loud how I was going to convince my parents of something I wanted them to do. In fact, I remember when I was probably third or fourth grade, I remember my dad and my mother teasing me because they could see me coming up the sidewalk to the house just testifying, you know, preparing for what I was going to tell them because I came in the house and did that.
I love it. So, wow, you were an early student of this.
I just wanted to win.
Well, and therein lies exactly why we want to talk about this, right?
Yeah.
It is about that desire to win.
That's right. I definitely had an opinion about how I wanted things to go, and they just didn't understand. I needed to convince them of this. So, okay, that does create anxiety, though, because if you get so pent up about things, you can create a lot of anxiety. Self-talk will minimize that, won't it?
Well, it will, and I think what's been interesting in this journey, Jim, talking to people about this, is how few people are aware of what self-talk really is. So they think that it is, you know, that kind of that dedicated, I'm practicing, or I'm standing in front of a mirror, mm-hmm. or... But it's really the dialogue that goes on in our minds all day long about everything we observe, everything we encounter, and what we don't realize is how much of that dialogue is destructive to ourselves, how much of it's negative.
So what would that sound like?
So take an example, maybe a business example. Somebody, you know, one of the things I talk about in the book is somebody walking into their office, and, you know, pretty good day so far. Traffic's not bad, coffee wasn't burned, got to work on time. So you're walking in and everything seems pretty good, but then sitting on your desk is a note from the boss and it says, see me in my office.
Uh-oh.
Right? So if we just stop right there, every single person listening to us right now would have a reaction.
Well, here's how it sounds in a small business. Boss, your banker's on the phone. Uh-oh. This can't be good.
Exactly. But how many of us have had that situation where, the banker's on the phone, let me pick it up, and the guy's calling to invite us to some event or something going on there. The thing is that it could be bad, but it might be benign, it could be neutral.
Might be nothing,
it could be something positive.
Yeah, we get ourselves all torqued up about it, don't we?
So we get into this whole dialogue. It's like we tell ourselves this story. And, Jim, most of our stories don't have a happy ending.
Right. Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And I talk about small business owners looking in the mirror in the morning, you know, when they're trying to deal with a small business, and they're looking in the mirror saying, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Well, and it does start with that, though, right? I mean, it does start with that dedicated talking to yourself. So that is a part of it, too.
It is good that we are talking to ourselves, because you and I both know people who never have that conversation. They're like a bull in the world's china shop. They never do any kind of filtering at all.
Absolutely. And this is it. You know, what you were doing as a child, what you're encouraging small business owners to do in the mirror, this, what's important about it is the practice.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing that we're caught unawares. And so we don't have that you know, that toolkit ready.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have those words that we can pull out and remind ourselves. No, let me say that, you know, I live in Boston, so of course we're in the middle of the World Series here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking, you know, last night about our team was kind of looking down and out, but, you know, Ortiz...
Three-run homer changed all that.
Yep, so, but he called them all in, right, and he mm-hmm. gives them a pep talk. And so we're used to this. People pep talk all the time. A small business owner might pep talk their employees. You know, the team is pep talk. We can do this.
Right.
Why don't we do this more for ourselves?
We have to do that.
We don't pep talk ourselves.
I have a little thing that I do for myself that I learned a long time ago. Somebody told me this a long time ago. And if I'm really needing to give myself a kick in the pants, I say this to myself: this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber.
I love it.
No hill for a climber, and my people around me, they know I say that, I've said it to them: no hill for a climber, you're a climber. And I know it sounds like an affirmation, but the truth is, you know, if you've climbed a hill, you know you can do it. And see, this is one thing I think that needs to be included in your self-talk inventory. Refer back to when you did pull something off.
Yeah.
Remind yourself that you actually did this once before, and this next one ought to be easier. What do you think?
I think so. And I want to just key on something you said about, I know it sounds like an affirmation, because, you know, sometimes people have said to me, well, you know, I can't have these positive self-talk things, and I can't be telling myself everything's great when it's not. But then why do we think it's perfectly legitimate to tell ourselves some negative story
right.
that ends up badly?
That might not, right, that doesn't have to be that way either, exactly.
This is the funny thing about this is that we, you know, we're bringing ourselves down, and so we're not giving ourselves that best opportunity to climb that
right.
mountain. I mean, if you stood at the bottom of the hill and you looked up and said, oh my gosh, all the reasons why that hill can't be overcome, the truth is you wouldn't walk over it even
right.
though it's just a hill.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. I'm a pilot, and one of the things I learned a long time ago was the best way to see what a weather briefing looks like is to go fly that weather briefing. Go get a weather briefing, and then go get in the airplane and go fly in it. And so when the briefer says this or that or the other, then you say, okay, this is what that looks like. So the next time you get a briefing like that, you're not afraid of it. So to me, the best way to deal with an anxious moment is to go fly that thing. Go get into it, and that's an experience that becomes part of your self-talk next time. That's what I think. Self-Talk for a Calmer You by Beverly D. Flaxington, available wherever books are sold. We're going to come back more and talk about this with Bev after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.